Children, this is a story about an ending. The king, Belshazzar, the bad king, came to his end. He was slain on this night in the story, and the empire of Babylon came to an end on that night because it was conquered by the Medes and Persians. Now, some endings are sad and some endings are happy, but it's a good thing that we have endings. For example, think of a little baby, how sweet a little baby is, how innocent and peaceful and gentle they are. Sometimes people wish that they could stay a little baby for a long time, but it's a good thing that the state of being a baby comes to an end, because then the baby can become a child who can learn the stories from the Word and can play with his friends. And being a child is a really good thing, but it's a good thing, too, that the state of being a child comes to its end, because then we can be a grown-up. Then we can have a mind that can see the Lord as of ourselves, and we can do really good jobs that are really helpful to other people. And it's good to be a grown-up. But it's also good that eventually our life in this world, our natural body gets old, and we go to the spiritual world, and our natural life ends. That's a good thing, because then we can go to heaven. And even if someone goes to hell, that's still, it's something that that person has been choosing all his life. It's the place they really want to be. And it's much better for them to be there than to be sort of stuck in between heaven and hell. Now, you can think of other endings in the Word, like we read in our recitation about crops that grow. How they grow all through the year, but when they get ripe, the farmer puts in his sickle and cuts them down. That's the end of those plants. But that's a good thing, because then we can use them for food, and we can take some of their seeds and grow more food. And if we didn't, then they would be useless. So that's a good kind of ending. Or we can think of a day. The sun rises and it goes through the sky and it comes to its sunset. And then it's night, it's time for us to go to bed. And there's only so many hours in the day, so we can only do certain things, and we have to choose. What am I going to do today? What am I not going to do because it's not important? That way, we can really choose what's important for us. Imagine if days didn't end. They just drifted on and on and on and on. Well, that would make it really hard for us to choose what's important. So it's good that days have an ending, and then we can sleep and we can wake up and there's a new day. Well, in this story, the king of Babylon and his kingdom came to an end. Babylon had conquered many countries. They had captured the Jews, the Lord's people from Jerusalem. They'd taken them far away from their home and kept them captive in the city of Babylon for 70 years. But now it was time for Babylon to come to an end. The Lord had used Babylon to get rid of some really bad idolatries. But now Babylon itself had become a very bad idolatry, like we read about, where the king was using the Lord's own vessels to worship these false gods. Now in our lives, false gods can be things like having power or money, or like the gifts that the king tried to give to Daniel, having beautiful clothes or fancy palace like the king had, a fancy house or fancy cars. Or it can be something like being beautiful or strong or having real good brains. We're real smart, so people pay us lots of money. Now, those things can become false gods to us if we think that those things make us happier than loving the Lord above all things and our neighbors as ourselves. We're willing to break or loosen the Lord's commandments and to get these things, then we think they're gods. We think those things have power to make us happy. And that's false. Only the Lord can make someone happy. And the way we worship these false gods is by getting into bad habits. Sometimes we can notice early, oh, wait, I'm getting into a bad habit here. And we can say, that habit has to end. And that's a good thing, because the sooner we cut off a bad habit, the easier it is and less painful it is for us. And so it's a good thing for us to keep watch over our life. What habits am I getting into? So we, if it's a bad habit, we can snip it off early. But sometimes we get into really stuck in a bad habit, and it's really hard for us to get out of it. But even then, that habit is going to come to an end. Maybe we hurt someone, or maybe we get sick, or maybe we have an accident, or maybe we do something really embarrassing. And anyway, in some way, the writing appears on the wall, this habit is bad and it has to end. And even if we can't break that habit ourselves, other people will help us stop. They're going to say, you cannot be like that around us. And so that habit has to come to an end. Now, all through our lives, the Lord has as the end that he wants for us that we can come to heaven and be happy. And so all through our lives, the Lord is numbering our states. That's sort of like as you grow up, your parents might measure how tall you are on your birthday, mark it on the wall and use a measuring tape to see how tall you are or how heavy you are. Or at school, you might find out how long does it take me to run a mile, or can I say the six times table in half a minute? And lots of little ways that we measure ourselves. Well, the Lord is always measuring our states to see how is this person doing spiritually? Is there lots of goodness there or are there some bad habits? The Lord wants to help us measure our ways of thinking and our habits so that we can see what things are better and what things are not so good and put the better ones at the top of our list and the ones that aren't so good down below. For example, we might learn that if you have something really nice to eat, it's actually more fun to share it with your friends than to keep it all for yourself. That's something that we can learn and practice and grow into. The Lord numbers especially means that the Lord is counting up the trueness of our thoughts. Are we thinking and loving what is true, or are our thoughts not really quite true? They're a little short of being true, you could say. And so in the Word, the Lord teaches us to pray to him, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. We learn to think the way the Lord thinks and use our time the way the Lord wants us to. The Lord is also helping us to weigh ourselves spiritually. Suppose someone gave you a ring and they said, this is pure gold. But you wondered whether really it was made out of wood with just a little bit of gold on it. Well, one of the ways you'd tell is by weighing it, because pure gold is really heavy, whereas wood isn't so heavy. Well, in a similar way, we can think, hey, I'm a pretty good person. I do this and this and this good thing. But sometimes we might notice, now wait a minute, there are some other parts of my life when I'm not treating so-and-so the way I should be, or I'm not really keeping the Lord's commandments very faithfully. And that shows us that all the goodness that we thought was so pure isn't so pure as we thought it was. We need to do some more work to make it better. And we can with the Lord's help. And the last word that the Lord has is divided. Mene, mene means numbered and numbered. Tekel means weighed in the balances. And upharsin means divided. Now, divided has a bad meaning and a good meaning. The bad meaning is when you know what's right, but you're not doing what's right. They're supposed to be joined together in a marriage, but in that case, they're pulled apart, they're divided. Or even worse, a person who knows what's right, and therefore he says what's right to other people, and he does good things to make himself look good, but in his mind, in his higher mind, he doesn't care. He's only doing it to show off, to make himself look good. And then his mind is torn apart inside and outside. That's really sad. And an interesting thing is this word upharsin and the other word that the Lord uses, peres, upharsin means they are dividing, and peres means it's divided, it's done. Those two words are related to the word for Pharisees. And they were hypocrites. They were people who pretended that they were so good, but in their minds, They didn't care about the Lord or anybody but themselves. So that's the sad meaning of divided. But the good meaning is, because the Lord is always working with us, He gives us the ability to number our own thoughts and weigh our own actions and motives. Therefore, whenever we notice that something does not measure up to the Lord's standards in the Word, we can divide that thing away from us and get rid of it. We can say, no, that has to end. That bad habit must come to its end. I'm not going to do that anymore because the Lord says not to. Now, the thing is, we all know that we only live a certain length of time in this world. Our life will come to an end. And when we get to the spiritual world, people are divided there. The good people go to heaven and the bad people go to hell. That division is going to happen. It's going to happen for us too. So which way are we going to go? And the Lord in the spiritual world helps us see which way we really want to go. And if we've been bad and we want to be bad, then the Lord helps us divide away the pretending to be good that we don't really care about. But on the other hand, if we want to follow the Lord, there the Lord helps us divide away the bad habits and get rid of them so they don't ever bother us again. Since we know that's what's going to happen, we can work with the Lord all through our lives. We can keep an eye on ourselves. From the Lord's point of view, we can measure, we can number our states, we can weigh our actions, and we can get rid of the bad things that are in our lives. In that way, when it's time for us to come to the spiritual world, it will be a happy ending for us and a new beginning. Amen.